Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show. 4:36 on this Thursday afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. We had set this time aside to talk about the Summer of Solidarity Tour that's stopping into Moorhead on Saturday at Davie Memorial Park. We're going to chat with Ann Feeney. She's an agitator slash labor singer slash activist. We're having trouble contacting Ann, and so we'll either get her later in this half hour or we have time tomorrow. The event isn't until Saturday, so I'll be in Devil's Lake tomorrow to do a show for Devil's Lake Tourism, but we can certainly have a conversation with Ann Feeney tomorrow and talk about the Summer of Solidarity Tour then. Luckily, a friend stopped by the station and is going to bail me out because my other guest is unavailable right now. My new guest is Heather Klefstad of the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead. And as I've told you many times, our dog Rudy has been selected, voted? How is it selected? Of the Grand Marshal of the 23rd Annual Paws Walk. It is September 14th at Lindenwood Park. He's the guy. We'll be there. And it's time to start talking about this and start drumming up support because this is really, in the end, a fundraiser for the shelter at the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead. Heather Klefstad, good to see you again. How are you?
Good to see you. I'm good. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Thank you very much for the nice article on the front page of the newsletter of the Fargo-Moorhead Humane Society. That's very nice.
Of course. You're welcome.
You did a great job with that.
We're glad that you guys were willing to help us out with that.
I've posted this picture on my Facebook page, and so people who've seen it there know what I'm talking about when I describe it. But there's my lovely wife, Michelle's in the photo, smiling. Rudy, the rescue dog, the Grand Marshal's in the photo, smiling as a dog can smile. Daughter Emma, smiling. Me, smiling. We also have another animal in our house. It's a cat, also a rescue animal, by the way. The cat's name is Mickey. Mickey looks mad in this photo. Yeah. He is angry that I'm holding him for this photo. It's unbelievable.
He doesn't look too thrilled, just as thrilled as a cat can be, right?
Come on, man. I know cats are these, they're individuals and they have their own. He's just like mad. Well, we'll talk about that later. Oh, the Paws Walk. This is a big deal for you guys. This is your awareness walk. It's your fundraiser. Give us all the details.
Yep. Paws Walk, it's our biggest fundraiser throughout the year. This is the 23rd annual Paws Walk. Like you said, it's Saturday, September 14th at Lindenwood Park. We're just encouraging everybody to come out and support the shelter animals that day. Everybody who donates $75 or more, our title sponsor, Jordahl Custom Homes, is going to match all donations of $75 or more up to $15,000. So we're really encouraging people to help us out with donations, to donate the $75 and just help us reach our goal of $55,000.
What does the money go to? Talk about if people write a check for $75 or $100 and they have Jordahl Custom Homes match it, what is that money? How's it spent?
Sure. All the money goes directly to the shelter animals of Humane Society Fargo-Moorhead, goes towards their veterinary care, towards spay and neuter procedures, just there to feed them, to shelter them. They're all microchipped. They get all their shots and vaccinations are all up to date. So just the general care of all the animals at the shelter.
It costs money to rescue animals off the street and out of the pound and stuff, doesn't it?
Yes. It's definitely costs money to go and to each animal. So for sure.
So how can people participate? I know we're about 3 weeks away. So we're a ways out. But if people want to participate in the Paws Walk, how do they do that? And I'll ask the very important question next is how do we raise money for this? How can people donate?
Sure. Well, to come out for the Paws Walk, they can just come out that day on September 14th at Lindenwood Park. Registration is going to start at 9:30 a.m. that day, and the walk will start at 10:30. For more information on how they can actually participate in the event and start raising money, they can visit our website at humanesocietyfargomoorhead.org. We have all the information up on the website there to get them started.
Okay. How many people do you expect to show up? I've not participated in one of these before. How many animals? How many people? Who's all going
to
be there?
Sure. Well, usually close to 200 people is usually what we get, give or take a few here and there, and plenty of animals. Even, we get lots and lots of dogs, and we even had some interesting variety of animals last year. We even had an iguana and a snake, and people bring their cats, and we get some, people are welcome to bring them as long as they know they're going to be fine around the dogs, and They're welcome to bring whoever.
So you mentioned that if people want to give money, they can go to your website at Humane Society.
FargoMoorhead.org.
How else can they give money? I mean, can they just bring a check to the Humane Society?
Yep, they can drop off money at the Humane Society up at 1201 28th Avenue North in Fargo. They can mail it into us there, or just, like you said, come the day of the event and bring it with them then.
Now, I've been sold on rescue animals. I was one of those guys growing up. We always had dogs in our house. I don't know where my dad and mom got them from. I think they went to a breeder or whatever. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But we rescued a cat, Mickey, the happy one in the photo. And then last fall, I've told the story many times. We were driving out along Highway 10 to go tubing or something. And Emma and a friend of hers were in my pickup truck, and they saw a little dog fair, pet fair, out by the corner of 34th Street and Highway 10 and Moorhead. And they said, hey, let's pull over and look at the pets. And so just out of happenstance, I cut across two lanes of traffic hauling my boat in Moorhead on Highway 10. We jumped off. We went into the Tractor Supply Company store there, the boulevard out front, and we met Rudy. And I thought, well, Rudy's kind of a nice dog. What a nice little dog this guy is. And he was part pit bull. He's half lab, half pit bull. And so I think it might have been you. Somebody there told us, well, he's been around for a while. Nobody's adopted him. They get kind of scared off by the pit bull mix. Okay. Seemed kind of nice. Me and Emma got together. All right. I'm going to be honest here. Emma and I got together. We scammed Michelle on this. Okay. We got into, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Rudy home for a test run. We're going to have mom fall in love with Rudy. Then we'll be able to adopt Rudy. It went perfect. We brought Rudy home. We had him for only a week, and we kind of sprung it on her. We said, Michelle, can we? And she said, yes, we can adopt Rudy. And so we adopted Rudy, and he has been wonderful. There's been bumps in the road. There's been a couple things here and there. He's not the perfect dog. He's not the guy who's going to sit by your side faithfully for 24 hours a day. He has his own mind. He has a little street left in him. But Rudy is awesome. And I would encourage anybody to check out a rescue pet before going and spending thousands of dollars on any other kind of dog. They're wonderful, Heather.
Yes, that's right. There's so many animals at our shelter that are just looking for that right home. You know, once the... Just each animal has to find that right fit. And like for you, Rudy is just the right fit for your family. And there's plenty of animals at the shelter that are just looking for that family that they fit in with.
That right forever family. Because
that's right.
There's always a fit there. Last time I was up there for your open house, I liked Roscoe. Roscoe's a big old dog.
Yep.
Big old dog. I wanted to bring Roscoe home. I hope somebody has either brought him home or is going to bring him home.
Yep, he's since been adopted since you've been
really?
Up there. So Roscoe's gone home.
That's good. Roscoe was awesome. And I posted a video of Roscoe on my website, on my blog, and people went there by the hundred and said, oh, God, he's so cute. And but I'm glad that Roscoe got a home. If people want to go to the shelter right now and check out the pets you have up for adoption, because I know you have a lot of cats right now. And
we
it's actually
do.
An adopt-a-thon this weekend for cats. Can they just go in and visit and check out the pets you have?
Yes, just stop in the shelter. We do have an adopt-a-thon going on right now for cats. We're having a special $35 rate for cat adoptions. We're just overwhelmed with the number of cats that are in the pounds right now. Our shelter is full, so we're not able to rescue any more cats from the pound until we do get some of the animals moved out of the shelter. So we're just encouraging people to stop up and... You know, meet their new best friend.
How many pets are rescued each year from the Humane Society shelter?
Sure. It varies, you know, but roughly probably around 800 or so.
Jeez, wow.
That's about an average.
That's a great job.
Yeah.
Because these animals are ones that, you know, we don't know Rudy's background, but we think that he was basically on the street for a while because when we looked at his adoption papers, the vet said, wow, this dog stinks and has ticks on it and needs this. He was living on the streets for a while. And before that, we think... that he wasn't treated very well by his previous owners because he's still very kind of skittish and shy around me and other males. So we think that maybe a man beat the heck out of him at some point. But where do you get the pets from? Where do they, I mean, it's just, it makes you feel good to adopt a pet.
Oh, sure. Definitely. And like, you know, all of our animals are rescued from the pound. So we don't know, you know, we just don't know their background stories. Like you said, they're probably just could have been living off the streets and now they're just waiting to live the life of luxury in somebody's home. So it's just everybody, we don't know their background stories, but we know that we can make the rest of their story good.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. And what I've said before, Heather, and I told you this, I think when you came and visited our house to do the story ons for the newsletter, is, you know, the cliche is that the dog gets rescued, but really they change the person's life too. They've changed our
That's right.
Rudy has changed our family home in such a positive way. He just, it gives us a common bond between daughter, father, husband, wife, daughter, wife, mom. It just, we take him for walks. We take him everywhere we go. It really gives a positive energy around the house to have that rescue dog around the house.
That's right. Yep. They make such a big difference in people's families. And, you know, just it really does change the atmosphere to people's homes. And,
okay. Mm-hmm. It's the Adopt-a-thon, first of all, this weekend for cats. It's today, tomorrow, and
Saturday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. $35 adoption fees. It's $100 less than it normally is for all adult cats. Stop into the Humane Society in North Fargo at the shelter. You can get a cat there. And then the Paws Walk is September 14th at Lindenwood Park, and we want everybody to get involved, right?
That's right. Yes. Join us for Paws Walk.
All right. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
You'll be back again. Oh,
yes.
Oh, wait, by the way.
Yes.
This guy over here, Pinto?
Yes.
He's going to voice a commercial on the radio here at Midwest Communications Fargo. It's written from Rudy's perspective. And so we're trying to come up with a good voice that Pinto has to do. So if you had to do a dog voice, Pinto, why are you blushing?
Why do I have to do it now?
Yeah, we want to hear this.
What would it be? You have to read the ad or do the ad from Rudy's perspective. You're just changing it now. You're avoiding it.
Yes, I am.
Who? It's me, Rudy.
You know what? I guess we're going to have to wait and see when that ad comes out.
Always all shy now.
Heather, thank you. Thanks for stopping by. Come back again.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay? You bet. Heather Klefstad from the Humane Society, Fargo-Moorhead. They do a great job of rescuing pets and getting them into what we call forever homes, what the Rescue Club calls forever homes.